Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of this Friday edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We're joined live by Dr. Ted Breuer of HealthMasters.com. We're going to get back to him in just a second. Just want to make a quick announcement. I don't know how many people heard the interview I did on Dave Hodges.
I did. Now, folks, listen to this carefully. I have to jump in here. I really want you to listen to this because some people say we are just nothing but disinformation agents, or we don't have our crap together, or we don't know what we're talking about. Now listen to what my son Joe said during the Dave Hodges interview. Go ahead and play that tape, Eric. Oh, I'm sorry, we didn't give it.
We didn't cue it up.
No,
I didn't even realize
fine.
Today was the 11th. But
no, go on.
I read a obscure internet forum and some allegations of potential threats at Donald Trump and an assassination attempt at this Chicago rally, which happens to be today, March 11th. And I stated that in the first 15 minutes of the interview with Dave Hodges. Well, now, if you go to the front of Drudge, you can see Trump cancels Chicago rally with security concern. Protesters swarm the streets. And this looks like, you know, we talked about the other day how these, what was it, vampires at Jekyll Island plotting against Trump and looking how they can exploit the population and these other organizations like Black Lives Matter, kind of the Van Jones and Saul Alinsky strategies of disruption. And, you know, here we are on March 11th, and Trump probably being smart canceled this speech because of the amount. I mean, the streets are filled with thousands of protesters. And I don't know where the order came from or, you know, who decided to cancel this, but it was probably a good idea that they did. As, you know, as I said, the intelligence we were getting was there would be some kind of assassination attempt or a security concern at the very least.
Thank you. Thank you. Joe, thank you. And then, folks, I don't know, again, Dave Hodges' program on Sunday, that's exactly what, and I was listening. I was listening to that program, and that's exactly what he said. And I asked him. In fact, I told him.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think I sent you an email.
I had it on my phone. Right? You said, "What's up with the?" concerned about is what you said about the 11th about Trump.
So the bottom line is this: we do the research, give you the information, and you take it, and there you have it in real time. Now, I'm not bragging. I'm just saying that it does take a lot of time to do the research.
No, and who? And, where did that came from? They knew what they were. Either somebody let it out earlier, because this obviously was planned well before March 6th on my appearance on Dave Hodges. So,
and this, by the way, is a purple stick. I'm drinking a purple stick. For those watching on YouTube, bottoms up. All right.
Let's get back to Ted Breuer, Dr. Ted Breuer. We're in hour number two. Welcome back.
Well, you know, it's funny you said that, Doug, because I had a purple stick tonight at 6 o'clock. I don't like taking them at night, but I like doing them for your show because, you know, I like being edgy with you guys because you're pretty much on top of your game all the time, and I can't be sitting here not being even with you there a little bit. So then what I did do tonight, though, I had Sharon just bring me another shot of protein. We have a chocolate protein powder, which is phenomenal. And what the protein does, it keeps that blood sugar stabilized. So I took the purple stick at 6 o'clock. Then at 7 o'clock, I took a shot of protein, or 6:30, and then I had to bring me another one at 8. And so I'm feeling really good tonight. So there you go. So let's go ahead and go back to this nutrition information that we had covered for tonight. I got a bunch more of it to cover still. Magnesium. I'm going to talk about some more about magnesium. It's involved in hundreds of biochemical reactions in your body. It helps convert food into energy. It helps create new proteins from amino acids. It also increases your exercise performance, and it also helps to fight depression. Plus, one of the other top researchers says that it's one of the best and most effective things you can do for type 2 diabetes, and it can lower blood pressure, and it can also get rid of inflammation in the body. And one other researcher says it's one of the most important things that you need in your body to fight cancer and to prevent cancer. In addition to that, it also increases serotonin levels in the brain. It helps to regulate the appetite, influences the sleep cycle, and it actually can increase serotonin levels in the brain, helping you to maintain your weight better. And also, it helps people who are migraine sufferers. About half the people who have problems with migraine headaches is because their magnesium, according to this research, is really, really low. Now, here's the ketchup that I told you guys about an hour or so ago about how you don't be doing the ketchup thing. It is Heinz ketchup. It contains tomato concentrate, distilled vinegar, high fructose corn syrup, and onion powder, salt, spice, and natural flavors, which may include monosodium glutamate if the concentrations are low enough, they don't have to list it on the label. But you need to be aware of the fact that the second ingredient, vinegar, also comes from genetically modified corn. Hence, we have three corn-based ingredients already in a ketchup. Plus, the salt in this ketchup is the cheapest one possible. It's been linked to mineral imbalances, toxicity, and high blood pressure. So, guys, if you're going to get ketchup, you can make your own, or you can simply go to the health food store and you can buy some that's been sweetened with stevia, or with even just regular sugar, but stay away from the stuff with the high fructose corn syrup. Next study we're going to talk about. These, I got about four studies I want to talk about real quick for men, infertility, and also impotency, and what you can do for all of that. They found, and this is funny because, Doug, this is exactly what I've been telling people for 35 years, and now all of the research is starting to find out that sperm quality in men has gone down by almost 90% in the last 50, 60 years as far as fertility rates in men, as far as them being able to produce proper sperm to have children. And they found the same thing I have been saying for the past 30 years, that vitamin E, zinc, and activated folate is what allows the sperm to stay healthy, and your body has to have sufficient quantities of that. And on top of that, they're saying that cell phones and vaccines, because of the aluminum in the vaccine, are causing killing sperm. GMO and soy and phthalates, which are the plastics like the BPA, and sodium fluoride in the drinking water is doing the same thing. Remember, we always talk about how fluoride decreases fertility. Let me read you this article real quick. This is by Torres. High doses of fluoride have repeatedly been found to interfere with the reproductive system of animals. Commonly observed side effects in fluoride-exposed animals include oxidative stress, damaged sperm, reduced sperm count, and reduced fertility, according to authors of a recent study in the Journal of Reproductive Toxicology. So we always tell people that you need to avoid this. And then the aluminum in the shots have been shown to be extremely toxic to sperm, and it can actually accumulate inside individual sperm cells and cause them to die. So all of this stuff is being done by the globalist guys to reduce the fertility of the planet, reduce the fertility of the people in the United States. And we need to understand that if we continue to allow them to do this to us, it's going to continue to do this. And we're going to have more and more problems with fertility. And some studies that are being done now, up to 20% of the families and the folks are trying to have children can't get pregnant. And, you know, and a lot of that's because of the Gardasil shots. Because remember, the Gardasil shots have been shown to put a lot of the girls in what's called premature menopause. In fact, what will happen, they'll get a Gardasil shot, which is supposed to prevent the human papillomavirus virus, when they're 8, 10, 12 years old. And then by the time they're 20, 21 years old, they're already in menopause, Doug. Their ovaries are already shutting down so they can't have children. And so we're going to see a much, much higher incidence of people and women and men who cannot have children in the United States because of what they're doing and how they're poisoning us. Is this crazy or what they're doing this to us?
Yeah, menopause at 22. I mean, yeah, destruction of sperm. But see, all of this is eugenics. I mean,
That's right. You
got it right. And see, folks, connect the dots. I mean, that's all we got to do is just connect the dots. Okay, let me ask this real quick and toss this back to you. Convince the average person out there this is not due to benign attempts to we'll say, increase the quality of our lives. Convince people it's not because of an incompetence, but this is indeed a deliberate attempt at genocide.
Well, no, we know the eugenics was started back by Darwin. That's the one who promoted a lot of this stuff back in the 1800s. All that was pushed through the Rothschild banking cartel through the publication of all their journals they were sending out. The Rothschilds basically, and then Darwin started, you know, when he wrote, you know, The Origin of Man and some of the other things that he had written, people started thinking that we had to get rid of the weaker people and we had to have the stronger people. In other words, they figure if you're not smart enough to eat organic and you're not smart enough not to take immunizations, that you don't have a right to reproduce. I mean, this is what it all boils down to. And they were actually sterilizing people in California in the early 1900s, and Hitler copied our eugenics protocols that we were using in the United States. And we talked about this in detail on one of your other shows, Doug. And then what happened is Hitler brought this into his organization, in the Nazis, and he decided he wanted to get rid of the inferior people, and he wanted to create a Meistermensch, or a master race. And that's what his whole goal was, to breed the Aryans with the Aryans and to have these super smart, super intelligent genetics in Germany and to have a master race. And what ended up happening is he convinced the German people, some of the German people, not all of the German people, that certain people like the gypsies or the Jews or the people who were Christians who didn't believe in Hitler, that they were genetically inferior. And they basically weren't allowed to reproduce. A lot of them were sterilized and a lot of them were sent to concentration camps. Then in the concentration camps, they found out they were still getting pregnant because they were still sneaking around having sex. And so they started separating them. And then what they started doing is introducing fluoride into the water supply in high concentrations, which would cause it would impair fertility, which is the same thing they started doing in 1946 after the fluoride was found. The research was done at Dachau, primarily Dachau. And then when they went into the concentration camps in 45 and freed the inmates, remember, there were like 4.5 million prisoners in the concentration camps that were still alive at the end of the war. Now, they had been starved down because they couldn't get fed because the Allies had bombed the railroads, the bridges, and all the other things in the highways. The German people were starving, and the people in concentration camps were starving. But these concentration camps, a lot of this was slave labor camps. That's why if you went to Dachau, it had a big sign out in front, and it said, Arbeit macht frei, which means that work will make you free. And so they were slave labor camps, and they were making these people believe they worked really hard to be let out of the slave labor facility, which wasn't true. But if Hitler's whole purpose of eugenics was to kill all of those people that were slave laborers for him, he could have shut the water off to these concentration camps a week before Germany surrendered. Now, you walk with me through this for a second, Doug, because it's going to sound really weird because the way I have to say this. If his whole purpose was to have killed all of these people, then what would have happened? He could have turned the water off and they would have all died within a couple of days. He did not do that. The problem is he didn't have the money to feed them or the resources to feed them because of what we've already stated. But these were slave laborers, the 4.5 million still alive in concentration camps. And Hollywood, who likes to push this entire Nazi eugenics protocol trying to kill everybody, doesn't want to talk about this. And because the reality is there were millions and millions of them still alive in the concentration camps, and that's what got Harry Truman so angry, and he allowed millions of Germans to starve to death after the war. My mom was there, and quite frankly, I asked my mom about this stuff because I had believed all of the stuff that I had read about all the concentration camps and the eugenics and all the other stuff they were doing. And I asked my mom one time, I said, why did you guys do that? She goes, why did we do that? She goes, we didn't know anything about that, Ted. We were completely clueless. We found out about the concentration camps at the end of the war. We found out that when you guys found out. She goes, we didn't know this was even going on. We thought the Jews and the people that weren't Nazis, the Christians that had been taken away, we thought they had just been relocated to another country. We had no idea that these guys had gone nuts and started doing all this crazy stuff. And we didn't even know they were being used for slave labor. So, you know, there are a lot of things that you guys were taught about what happened in Germany wasn't true. Now, were millions of people killed in these concentration camps? Absolutely, yes. I'm not even trying to deny any of that. Were these German eugenicists doing all of this? Yes. But it was primarily the infirmed and the people that couldn't work. And did they do a lot of experimentation? Absolutely, yes. That's where the MKUltra program in the United States came from. But think about this, though. They carried on their experiments, Doug, with American citizens after the war when they were brought into the United States through the MKUltra program. And this is where they got all these techniques like the subliminal messaging they were putting in the Star Spangled Banner before the doggone TVs went off at night. And all of this stuff now has become more and more and more advanced. And, you know, it all started with Edward Bernays as far as with all of his advertising and marketing that he did. And in fact, that was one of the big heroes of Goebbels. Joseph Goebbels was Edward Bernays, who was the father of advertising and marketing in the United States. And they said you have to repeat the lie over and over and over and over enough, and you have to use symbology because the symbols, see, when you see a photograph, and you look at it in your mind, it burns into your right brain, and your brain never forgets it. That symbol is permanently imprinted in your brain, and so you never forget the symbol. So when you see a logo from a major corporation like Apple with the bite out of the apple, that burns in. Every time you see it, you think Apple, Apple, Apple. That gets burned into your subconscious or unconscious mind. And what ends up happening is it programs you and you can never release the symbology. That's what they do when they do the halftime presentations at the Super Bowls. That's what they do when they do subliminal advertising. It's all about the symbology and telling you to obey, to consume, to buy. And you guys need to look up that thing on the video about the Star Spangled Banner and the symbols that are being used in it with the subliminal advertising and watch that yourself. You can just Google it online and find it. But the crazy thing is, this is what they've done. And so, yes, this whole thing is being done on purpose to reduce the fertility of the people in the United States because they don't want us reproducing. That's one of the reasons they've opened the borders up to bring these other people in. They don't want white Americans to reproduce. They don't want that. We're like 5% of the Earth's population now. They want to get rid of us. I guess they decided they don't want us anymore, so we have to get rid of us. And I've said this on your show before, and I'm going to say it again. If I was a black person and I was from Africa, I'd be extremely proud I was black. If I was Chinese, I'd be extremely proud I was Chinese. If I was an American Indian, I'd be extremely proud I was an American Indian. I'm from a white heritage. I'm proud I'm a white person. I mean, so if there's something wrong with that, it's because you've been programmed to think there's something wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being white or black or an Indian or Jewish or anything. Everybody has a special, unique place in God's great scheme of things. The problem is they want to destroy everybody's individuality and individual nationality, and they want to bring us into this giant melting pot so we'll no longer have allegiance and no longer be national. See, that's what Donald Trump's doing. He's a nationalist. He wants to bring the United States back to power again. He wants to close the borders. He wants to make the United States a great superpower again and not allow all of these terrorists and all these other people into our country. That's why they're so afraid of him. See, so to me, I tell you what, guys, somebody said to me the other day, they said, well, who are you going to vote for? I said, well, who do you think we should vote for? We got Bubble Boy Rubio, who was arrested outside of the bathrooms out there in Miami when he was in school. He's, you know, Alex Jones reported on his show that he was a known homosexual, extroverted homosexual in college. We know that's probably legitimate. I wasn't with him when he was doing all those things, but a lot of people have said that. We got Ted Cruz, who can't stop lying. We got Hillary Clinton, who can't stop lying, and she's a complete and total globalist. So we have like one person to choose, and that's it, if we're going to make a difference in the United States. Because if Hillary Clinton becomes president, Doug and Joe, I think it's over with for the United States. I think we might as well all move to New Zealand or something. I think it's going to be that bad, because she'll take away our gun rights if she gets a chance to through executive fiat, and may even bring us into a war. But that's a wicked woman. Did you know her husband came out last week, and I'm going to talk about this right now since I'm talking about Hillary. He says she talks to Eleanor Roosevelt. She talks to dead people. She actually, and you know, when I had Doc Marquis on my show a few months ago, he told me that she is a witch, like a fourth degree witch, whatever that means. And that Clinton,
she goes out
like,
to California every once a month. And folks, you don't have to believe me. I've got this on firsthand information. She goes out to California at least once a month and engages in actual witchcraft ceremonies. That's Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton. And I'll just say allegedly, perhaps, but that's the information I got. So, anyway,
but Bill Clinton has come out and publicly said, though, she talks to dead people.
Of course.
He says she talks. Yeah, no, that's right. And he said that last speech he gave, I'll pull it up. If this is that big of a deal, I'll just jump off the nutrition stuff for a second since we're all over the place tonight anyhow.
I love it when you go all over the place. I really do. This is the stuff, folks, that you can watch. You can watch 10 hours of network television documentaries, and in 10 minutes, Ted Brewer gives you the world. Okay, go on, sir.
It's so funny, and because of what we do on Global Star, the other day I was joking on the air, and I said, you know, because we don't take a bunch of commercial breaks, you know, 1 hour on your show or 1 hour on my show is the equivalent of 2 hours on GCN. Because GCN, like every 6 or 7 or 3 minutes sometimes, they have commercials. And yeah. So it's absolutely ridiculous trying to listen to these shows. And then a lot of the guys who are, you know, really good, they're constantly running infomercials. They're talking about their products all the time, push, 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 push. And I don't do all that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to allow myself to do all of this crazy stuff, because I'm not going to do it.
I just want to say this, okay, to the people out there. I want to thank each and every one of you who has helped and supported us, because that allows us to do what we're doing. And I was talking to Steve Quayle this morning, and, you know, I just thank you for supporting us. Thank you for supporting Ted through purchasing of his products. Thank you for doing that, because that keeps us on the air. And you know, thank you. Just thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And I mean that so deeply. And, I got a note from someone who said, you know, I feel kind of neglected. I sent some money to you and didn't get any reply. And I really felt like crap. And I'm sorry, because I looked and I thought, you know, because Ted, you know how screwed up I am with my emails, right? Okay, I mean, seriously.
If you use it to $12,000 a month.
There is absolutely no excuse for that, and I just want to publicly apologize to anyone that I have slighted through non-response. But anyway, thank you very much for your support. And, Ted, that's all. I just want to take that moment. And thank you, Ted, for your support. Because, you see, ladies and gentlemen, Ted Brower has helped me personally. He has helped our show. And he'll never tell you, hey, look, this is what I've done for the Hagmans. And he's helped other people. I've personally know that people have gone to him and said, look, my budget, I'm on a fixed income, and I'm sick. And Ted Brower, and I don't mean to embarrass you, but I mean, I've seen him send supplements to people worth hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. Now that's sometimes it's dangerous to say that, okay, because you get people saying, hey, you know what? Yeah, where's mine? Yeah, but no, I mean, but just that's the kind of guy Dr. Brower is. And I just want people to understand that. And that's all I want to say. I just want people to understand who you are, the character and integrity of the man on our program. And I'm not joking around. There's, you know, no, this is just, and I want to publicly thank you for being who you are and having the integrity and character you have. And if that pisses anyone off out there, then so be it. Okay?
Well, I'm just real transparent. I really am. I mean, you know, last year I had used the term chakra, and I apologized for it, and I got slammed online because of it. And I didn't say anything back because the Bible said it's better just to ignore an insult than to get all caught up in the flesh about it. And, you know, and the sad part about it is that, you know, I'm not perfect, and I'm going to make mistakes, and I'm going to say things I shouldn't say. And I apologize for using the term that I used correctly, but it had multiple meanings, and I wasn't aware of it when I used it. And so, again, you know, I've asked you guys to forgive me. I'm doing that again. This is like 4 or 5 months ago, and it's old news now. But the point is, I don't want to be the person that you think that I think I know everything, because I don't. You know, now, don't get me wrong. I've read a lot of books. I've got a lot of degrees. I was in college for a long time. I was a college professor for years. And when it comes to these different types of topics that I've read so many books on and materials on, I know a lot about it. And so I can really help a lot of people. So, Doug, it was easy to help you with your blood sugar because it was just something that I've done for so many people before. But I was able to call it the Hagman Blood Sugar Protocol because at least people would recognize it when they went to the website, or the Dave Hodges Healthy Joint Protocol. See, the whole thing about it is if you eat the right foods and take the right supplements, you stay pretty healthy. It's just not that complicated, and we don't try to make it complicated, but the thing about it is you got to eat right. But I want to read you this. This is on Clinton right now. Did the U.S. Secretary of State Clinton communicate with the dead spirit of former Eleanor Roosevelt just this week? If you believe her husband, Bill Clinton, the answer would be yes. On Wednesday, Mr. Clinton appeared – by the way, he's not helping Hillary by talking about this. On Wednesday, Mr. Clinton appeared in the New York City at a dedication ceremony for the Franklin D. Roosevelt Four Freedoms Park. In his remarks, the former president said his wife was known to talk to Eleanor Roosevelt, who died in November of 62, and that Roosevelt had given Hillary a message for him this week. This just gets weird, guys. A special thanks to the member of the Roosevelt family who are here, Mr. Clinton said, and the one who's not Eleanor, who made sure this was going to happen. I know that because all of you famously learned when I served as president, my wife, now Secretary of State, was known to commune with Eleanor on a regular basis. And she called me last night on her way home from Peru to remind me of that Eleanor had spoken to her, reminded her of what I should say. I mean, this is from Bill Clinton's own mouth, guys. This is nuts. I mean, this lady is communing with the dead, which is something that happens as far as the Bible says happens. And it is forbidden by the Bible. The Bible has plenty to say about communicating with the dead, dabbling with mediums, psychics, fortune tellers, witchcraft, astrology, and characters such as the devil and his wicked demons. And you can look it up in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. So it's just absolutely amazing. In fact, even author Bob Woodward claimed in his 1996 book, The Choice, that Hillary engaged in conversations with Mrs. Roosevelt as well as Mahatma Gandhi. Okay? Yep. I mean, this is, you know, you can't make this stuff up, Doug. And, you know, and so the crazy thing about it is the people who like her don't care because a lot of them are witches. I told you a few years ago when I was poisoned by that, you know, what I believe was poisoned by that witch, that these people are real and they actually do these things and they conduct these ceremonies and these seances. And look what happened to Ted Gunderson when he went into his underground sacrificial chambers out of L.A. And if Hillary's going out there, you know, one of the most wicked places to live is L.A. County. It really is. And so, you know, a lot of crazy stuff happens over there, guys. And so, I mean, we can't allow – and see, the thing about it is, here's the thing with Donald Trump. Donald Trump is not going to back down off Hillary Clinton, because everybody who doesn't like Hillary Clinton hates Hillary Clinton already. And what she's done in Benghazi and everything else should completely disallow her. But remember, you know, the attorney general has already said that she does not have to bring charges against Hillary. I mean, this is just crazy. I mean, for what she's done. But let's go back to the nutrition stuff, and we'll talk about some more of this stuff in a second about the election. Could eating the right fat save a million lives per year? And let me share something with you real quick. This is so important. Saturated fats are not to blame for heart disease. Now, trans fats, you know, like margarine, they can be blamed on heart disease, but not the saturated fats like you'd get from beef or eggs or butter or whole fat milk that was basically raw. I mean, there are all kinds of studies which prove that. The Oslo study in 1968 was a study of 412 men, found that eating a diet low in saturated fats had no influence rates on sudden death or heart attacks. The LA Veteran Study was a study of 850 men, lasted for 6 years and widely used to support the diet heart hypothesis, said that no significant difference was found in heart attacks or cardiac events for people that were eating high fat diets. The Minnesota Coronary Surgery Survey in 1968 went on for 20 years, found through the National Institutes of Health that there was no additional deaths from eating high fat diets. The Finnish Medical Mental Hospital study said no significant reduction was seen among women who were eating low-fat diets. This goes on and on and on. You have to have fat in your diet. You absolutely have to have good fats, omega-3 fats. I always tell people to use cod liver oil in your diet every single day. I personally take, and we talked about this when I was talking about the Morgellons disease and the immune system boost, which is also on the front of the website at healthmasters.com, on what you have to do to keep your immune system strong. And one of those is to take black seed, B-L-A-C-K, black seed oil every single night. I take an ounce of it every night. Now, it tastes wicked bad. I'm not going to try to tell you that it doesn't, because it's horrible. But the truth of the matter is I take it every single night, but I mix it with pomegranate juice. And the pure pomegranate juice will cut it, so you don't really, it really doesn't taste bad. But don't take it without the pomegranate juice. It could gag you. It's really, really that bad. It's one of the best things for yeast and fungal problems. And since we talked about the Morgellons being a cross-domain species that had been linked, that basically was an insect combined with fungus and a plant, you guys, if you haven't heard that show I did, it took me 40 hours of research to put that show together that I did back in December, and the one I did about the blood of Christ and also about Morgellons disease and how they're tying us together into an AI supercomputer. I've got 40 pages of research here in front of me from that show still in front of me right now that I did. I don't want to try to cover all that material again, because it's going to take too long, because it took most of the 3 hours to do that, but please listen to that show. Here's another interesting article. It says, natural approaches to overcoming dementia. And people need to realize senile dementia is many, many times is misdiagnosed. A lot of it can be from environmental toxins, particularly heavy metals, not having enough social activity, not having enough exercise. There's all kinds of things that you can do. Weight management, memory skills, crossword puzzles. I've got a whole book I wrote. It's called Maximum Memory that you can still get. We have a few copies of that left at my website, and it's phenomenal. Some of the supplements you can take to increase your memory, overcome dementia. Again, magnesium, super important, especially the transdermal magnesium salts, activated B vitamins, vitamin C, vitamin E. Also, coconut oil has been shown to do really, really well with folks as far as memory. Again, another type of fat. So be very, very careful if you start getting diagnoses of having senile dementia or Alzheimer's disease in your family, and try dietary approaches first and supplement approaches first and dietary changes first to make sure that it's just not a deficiency or a lifestyle choice. Here's another article. GlaxoSmithKline was fined nearly $500 million for criminal bribery of doctors and hospitals in China. This is crazy. This is by Devon, L.J. Devon. This China has just dished out the biggest fine in the history of their country and is being slapped down on one of the largest pharmaceutical companies in China. According to the Chinese news agency, GlaxoSmithKline is guilty of bribing doctors and hospitals in order to have their products promoted, and China's not going to be putting up with it. They nailed them with a $490 million fine. So, you know, so if you think they're just doing it in the United States, guys, it's not just in the United States. It's also in China and all over the different countries in the world. Another article says 1 in 7 colon cancer cases are now diagnosed than people under the age of 50. I want to stop for a second. I want to talk about why this is happening. Colon and rectal cancer has gone through the roof. One of the biggest problems we have with that is sodium nitrite in the luncheon meats, but also the glyphosate. And we talked about this earlier in depth as far as the lungs. It also affects the colons. Plus, you're putting a systemic poison through the entire intestinal tract, and it's causing a massive increase of colon and rectal cancer. But also, remember, you've got to keep your bowels moving. We've got a great product at the Health Masters. It's called Atrialo, and it helps the bowels to stay loose. It helps keep your body cleaned out, because you don't want to have what's called a slow fecal transit time to allow foods to sit in there and start rotting on you for 4 or 5 days. You don't want to do that. Here's another article. Fast foods double the risk of lung cancer in non-smokers. Smoking is the major cause of lung cancer, but the standard Western diet is composed of foods that could double the risk of people who've never even smoked with lung cancer. And you see this now, Doug, that people are coming out with down with lung cancer, and we talked about this earlier as far as the diet, who don't smoke, but the reality is they're breathing these chemtrails, they're breathing all of this junk, they're not getting the nutrients, they're not getting the nutrients absorbed through their intestinal tract, and we talked about that earlier in the show. After the Flint water crisis, 47% of Americans don't trust their water supplies. Duh. Agricultural pesticides, chemicals, unbelievable stuff. Remember a few months ago we did a show and we found out that almost all the bottled water manufacturers, Doug, are putting fluoride in their water against our wishes. It doesn't even show on the labels they're putting fluoride in there and they're doing it. The U.S. federal government is on the verge of demanding mandatory mental health screenings for teenagers now to add more psychiatric drugs to their plate. Unreal. They want all these teenagers to go in now. They're trying to get it passed to have psychiatric screening done on them while they're 14, 15, 16 years old. And let me ask you guys a question. You know, being 14 years old or 15 years old or 16 years old as a teenager, unless you're the football captain or on the cheerleading squad or whatever, it's not a real pleasant experience for most kids in high school. And most kids in high school sometimes are going to be irritable or having a hard time adjusting with all of this. The sad part about it is now they want to put them on drugs, Doug. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? What do you think about that?
It's something that, you know, like you said earlier, you know, with the forced, somebody with a psychological issue or any children with psychological issues are going to be forced to have to, you know, be part of, you know, taking these antipsychotic drugs. It's just sad that the parents are not informed or go along with it without asking questions. And it's really their fault, more than anything, because, you know, they are the ones who are in charge and entrusted with protecting and caring for their children.
And we're going to get some emails from that, Joe. I mean, it's their fault. You know, I know we're going to get emails about your comment there.
That's
okay.
But
too bad. Because we have to be, you know, Ted, we have to we have to learn to talk. We have to be more proactive, don't we? I mean, seriously, more knowledgeable and more proactive.
Think about it. I mean, you got kids, right? You know, my daughter, 14 years old, she started going sideways on me. We knew we couldn't take care of what she needed here at the house, and so we sent her to a place out in Montana where she's going to school now and basically having a blast, and now she wants to be a missionary in case anybody wants an update on her. And, you know, she was going through a really tough time. But I wasn't going to go put her to a psychiatrist or a doctor and have her get put on psychotropic drugs. Now, we found a place out in Montana that's relatively inexpensive that we're able to send her to. That's like a missionary kind of thing. That's kind of like a church-located place out there. And she's having a blast. I mean, she's having an absolute blast. She's on over 1,000 acres of property. They're herding cattle, and she's got a whole homeschool group they're working with, and she's out there doing her school, and she's making straight A's. And she's doing absolutely wonderful. Now, the other option could have been, we'll take her to a shrink, put her on psychotropic drugs, mess up the rest of her life, affect brain development. I don't want to do all that. See, so he said, well, it must have been very difficult to send your daughter away and to do that. Actually, it was very difficult. I had a really hard time with it. And, you know, we tried multiple different things. We even sent her to Europe to some of our families over there to try to see if she could just find a different culture that she would be able to adapt in more readily. And it didn't work well. And so she's found a place now, a niche that she absolutely loves in Montana, which, I mean, who's not going to like Montana anyhow? But the problem is that most parents are unwilling to do that. They don't want to try to find a solution that's not drug-oriented. Now, I'm not saying that in every single case you can do that, or you have the ability to do that, or whatever. But what I say is this: sit down and talk to your kids. Find out what they need. Find out what they want. I mean, don't get caught up on the, you know, I call it the idiot box of 4.5 hours of TV that people watch every day. But of course, if people are listening to your show every night, they're probably not even watching TV. So the truth is this. You know, if you just talk to your kids, especially the teenagers, remember, they're being bombarded. And back in the 70s, they started really, really doing this stuff with the women's liberation stuff, and in the 60s. And then by the 80s, they were really starting to push these feminized men on us on TV. By the 90s, it started being this big, huge group sex nonsense that was going on and swapping partners. And then by the first part of the 20th century, they started doing this stuff with Ellen DeGeneres as far as now coming out of the closet. Now, this decade, they're dealing with Bruce Jenner being a pervert coming out as a transvestite or whatever he is, a tri bigender or transgender, whatever he is. So these kids are having to deal with all of this stuff emotionally through their formative years. It makes it very, very difficult. And you've got to realize that when you allow children to have access to telephones, which my kids don't have any phones except for my 17-year-old boy who's in college, they don't have telephones, they don't have iPad access, they don't have access to all of this filth on the internet. You can't allow them to do that because it messes with them too much. They're having a very difficult time now. Women now, girls, young girls, are having a very difficult time finding an alpha male. I mean, we've talked about that. I remember on the last show, The Voice. I'm going to stop for a second and talk about this for a second. This is so important. I'm glad I brought this up and you guys had a comment on this. Last fall on The Voice, they had a guy they nicknamed Elvis. This is when Christine Aguilera wasn't on there. And basically he was like Elvis, and he was just unbelievable. He was the best singer, the best dancer, real macho guy, loved the girls, super good looking. He didn't even get to make the finals. They put a gay guy and another guy like a transgender in there who won. Now here's the thing. All that was another psychops that they were doing. We don't want the Elvis, we want the transgender, we want the gay guy. Because the gay guy and the transgender are more to what we need right now in our society. We don't want to have another Elvis come up and have all these young girls start loving this Elvis guy. Last night I was watching the show, or two nights ago, I can't remember. I watched it for like 5 minutes and I turned it off in total disgust. Some girl was talking to Christine Aguilera, who's a complete and total just tramp as far as I'm concerned, and said to Christine Aguilera, and if you guys saw it, you'll know I'm telling you the truth. She said, "You are so beautiful, you're so hot." And Christine Aguilera said, "Oh, well, you want to start making out right now. Lesbian sex right here on the show, right?" The girl walks over and kisses her right on the mouth on live TV or tape TV. This is the agenda they're pushing. And then Christine Aguilera says, "If you pick me and you're on my team, there'll be more of that." Guys, can you believe this? This is what our children are watching. This is what they're seeing. And they've gotten so confused and so upset. If we think it was difficult as children to go through junior high school, look what they did with Miley Cyrus. My 13-year-old idolized Miley Cyrus when she was like 4 or 5 years old, ran around the house with a blonde wig on, part of the MK Ultra mind control experimentation, I guess, with Miley Cyrus. And now she says she's pansexual, which means she'll have sex, I guess, with other animals and other species, I guess. And now she's running around these concerts doing all this horrible stuff. And all those young girls now are 13, 14 years old, and they still want to go see Miley Cyrus sing. So they're reprogramming this entire generation of children to accept this perversion as being normal. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon my return, is what Jesus said. And remember, the Sabbatean, Frankist, Kabbalist, Luciferians who are running the show as far as the banking system in the United States, we've talked about that in depth on the show, they want to turn everything upside down that God has made. What is going to be good is going to be bad, and the Word says that's going to happen. And see, the thing that people don't understand is that if we don't stand in the aggregate against what they're doing, and now I told Sharon, I said, praise God that Savannah wasn't watching this lesbian sex last night on national TV. Didn't think anything about it, Doug. Went over and kissed her right on the mouth because she said, "You want to start making out right now?" Unbelievable. Can you believe that?
I can. And we've gone from think about this. I mean, think about the incrementalism. And I laugh at people who say, well, you know, the homosexual, really the sodomite homosexual community, all they want is equality. My butt. Okay, don't insult me. I mean, if you've raised a teenager out there, okay, you're pretty much know when you're being gamed. You've got that experience. It doesn't take a detective to know. You just have to be a parent of a teenager. And if you've done your job, then you know when you're being gamed. So we're being gamed on a wholesale level. But think about this, Ted. You know, the 40 years ago, 50 years ago, maybe, perhaps, you could not even, television couldn't even show the a toilet on television. You couldn't, no. Or you know, it had to be separate beds, twin beds in the bedroom. And then, you know, you watch, you go from there to shows like, what the heck was that? Will and Grace, okay? Where you have openly homosexual characters just being openly homosexual. And we are told to celebrate this, embrace this. We're here, we're queer, get used to it, or whatever it is, or deal with it, whatever they're saying is. And then, of course, now you've got this, we'll have sex with, didn't Leonard DiCaprio, didn't he have sex with a bear or something? I mean, am I thinking about it?
I mean, never heard of some kind of film.
Let me tell you an interesting story. And I've told you this before on the air, and it's going to sound kind of weird because, and I'm going to say this, I'm going to qualify this statement before I make this statement, okay? This global conspiracy is not the Jews, it's not the Muslims, it's not the Christians, it's the globalists who are primarily Satanists. It's the hierarchy of the Catholic Church that are primarily pedophiles and Satanists. It's the higher level degrees Masons, not the lower degree level of Masons. They don't know anything what's going on. It's the CIA. It's the Mossad. It's all of these groups that have, in the Rothschild banking cartel, they've all worked together to conspire to put this thing together. Now, there's all kinds of things that are holding it together, but it's all the worship of Lucifer. And this is what the Bible says in the New Testament, that this is what's going to happen in the book of Revelation. And it also says it's the synagogue of Satan that's doing a lot of this stuff that these people claim to be Jews, but they're masquerading as Jews. It says that in the Word of God. Now, I remember years ago, I was with David Crank. He's a big-time pastor in St. Louis. His Faith Church, St. Louis, and he ended up basically, we got a taxi. I think I may have told you guys this story on the air. We got a taxi, and we were going to the St. Regis, which I have points to stay at the St. Regis, and so I get to stay there for free, which is really a nice hotel. It's a Starwood property. And so we were going there. We got in a taxi, a van, and he said something, and we were talking. It was Thanksgiving time, and I told David, I said, now, David, I said, you're a pastor and you're all about Christmas and we're here for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, but you're going to find there's very little Christmas decorations in New York because it's primarily a Jewish town. And David says, really? I said, yeah. And then the guy who's driving the taxi, he said to me, because you're absolutely right, only Trump Plaza or Trump Towers and Rockefeller Plaza have very many Christmas decorations up. Everything else is just generic. And he goes, but let me tell you something else, as the taxi driver saying. He goes, and we start talking about the biggest problem, you know, that there were a lot of gay people in New York City, which is true. I mean, this is just statistics. And he said, well, the reason that's happened, he said, the schools, when they go to school, the Jewish folks, when they go to school, they're separated all the way through high school. The girls go to one school and guys go to another school, and homosexuality runs rampant among Jewish men. And so girls who are Jewish have a hard time finding men who aren't gay. Now, this is just what the guy was telling me, who the driver was. And I said, really? He said, yeah. And he goes, and the problem is these gay people are the screenwriters for Hollywood. And see, 70% of the screenwriters in Hollywood are Jewish, who are writing the scripts for all of these shows. And to them, homosexuality is normal. Now, it's not the Jewish, vast Jewish conspiracy where I talk about. It's not that. But it's groups of people that have been involved in this lifestyle for years and years that are so incredibly, how should I say, involved in programming the minds and the hearts of the people in the United States to accept this type of behavior. And years later, I was staying in another St. Regis in Aspen. We were there in the motorhome on a book tour. And I was out by the pool. I met this really nice Jewish lady, and I was talking to her. And I said, can I ask you a question? I said, I had this cab driver tell me this, and her husband had died. And I said, is it true that Jewish women really can't find Jewish men because they're almost all gay? And she goes, who'd you hear that from? And I told her, she goes, that's absolutely the truth. It's absolutely the truth. A high percentage of our Jewish men are gay. And I said, wow. She goes, yeah, how do you know that? I told her, she goes, that's exactly what's happening. We all know it's a problem. So this is what's happening. We've got these gay screenwriters out there in Hollywood that are writing all of this stuff, making us believe that their lifestyle is normal. And then, of course, it's all part of the politically correct nonsense, because the truth is, it's not normal, Doug. None of this is normal. And in fact, if you read Henry McCow, remember I interviewed him on your show, I guess about a year and a half ago. Henry McCow has written extensive books on this. You go to his website, he's Jewish, and he talks about this problem in the Jewish folks and what's going on with them. In fact, he's written some excellent articles on his website. And then people say, well, he's an anti-Semite. He's Jewish. How can he be an anti-Semite? And then on top of that, I asked him that one time, and he goes, well, he says, what they want to do is say that I'm a self-hater. And he says, I just tell the truth and what the statistics are. But it's not the Jews that are running the New World Order. It's not. It's all of these different subgroups that are all Satanists that are doing all of this. So that's what's important, that everybody understands this, because I'm not picking on Jews tonight, or Muslims, or Christians, or anything else. But you've got to call out who's running Hollywood and who's promoting all of this agenda. And that's what's going on in Hollywood, and it's been going on for a long, long, long time. And a lot of these guys are related to the guys that were involved in the Soviet revolution, you know, back in the early 1900s with Lenin and Trotsky and all those guys. And so you've got to go back and you've got to look at the research on all of this stuff. Now, the vast majority of Jews, they know absolutely nothing about any of this stuff. They don't know what's going on. The vast majority of Christians know absolutely nothing what's going on, except the ones who listen to your show. The vast majority of Muslims, believe it or not, that are peace-loving Muslims, don't know what's going on. Now, you've got the militant Muslims that are all over the world now in their pockets. They know what's going on, and they're trying to bring in jihad. So you can't pick a single group and try to make them the bad guy. It doesn't work that way. And, you know, it's like Tex Mars. I like Tex Mars. He's got a lot of great stuff. He's a very brilliant man, but I don't agree with him as far as how he does that, how he singles out one single group like that. So sadly, Doug, is this is what's happening in the world, is we don't want to talk about this individual mess. We've got a bunch of Christians right now that are supporting Ted Cruz, even though he's a liar and a cheat and a thief. We got a bunch of Christians out there supporting Bubble Boy because they don't want to read the truth about him. And we've got Christians out there that are supporting Hillary Clinton. So you say all Christians are bad? Absolutely not.
Right. And just to be clear, Bubble Boy is a reference to not his, his sexcapades, documented sexcapades. Okay.
Anyhow, I'm sorry to get off on that. I was talking
This is good. Yeah. In fact, Ted, give us a moment here. There's a breaking story out of Chicago, Ted.
Yeah, and I want to thank Larry for sending us the live stream video on the actual protests that have been ongoing.
Thank you, Larry M., our resident expert on the Baltic Dry Index out of Santa Clarita, California. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, and we see on the headlines of Drudge, Trump cancels Chicago rally, security concerns, protesters swarm streets live. And I've been monitoring this live stream event. And, he now made a statement saying that these protests are due to terrible economic conditions and the high rate of unemployment in the black community, putting a different spin on it than I would have guessed. But at the same time, I believe he's going to be blamed for these protests. He will be attacked and
absolutely
and marginalized and be made the person who caused the protest, when I believe this is something far beyond some organic street protests that just spontaneously happened out of the blue.
This is not Chicago Spring.
This is organized. This is the Van Jones, Sololinsky model, and expect to see more of this.
Yeah, exactly. And folks, go back to Dave Hodges' program last Sunday. Joe called it on last Sunday about what's happening in Chicago. Right now, it's anarchy reigning in Chicago. And as Joe said,
highways
that's right.
Protesters here, and it looks like it's under a little bit more control, especially around the arena and the parking garage. But for a little bit there, it was. You had just protesters running in the middle of a highway, stopping cars. They were throwing things at Trump supporters who were being escorted out of the parking garage, and it has turned violent. But as this progresses, it looks like the police have a handle on it.
Well,
but this is definitely organized.
That's what WGN is showing. But,
right.
But Ted, because this is a breaking story, I apologize for the interruption. But Ted, what do you think about this? I mean, here we have this massive anti-Trump rally, people taking to the streets, mostly
thousands of people, a lot, mostly students.
Right, right. So,
I'll answer that. By the way, WGN, where you're getting the story from, that's the show that I have, the guy, the farm forecaster. So that's the same station.
Right, okay.
This is like one of the top stations in America. And
right.
No, you're exactly right. What's happened is, and Trump's right about this too, but you got to remember, guys, you know, you got Bernie Sanders out there telling everybody that everything should be free. You've got Hillary telling them that a bunch of stuff should be free. And you've got Trump saying that basically we need to shut the borders down. I even asked Mancow, who's friends with Donald Trump, if he was going to have him on the show in Chicago. He told me he didn't think so. And now I understand why. Because it's just not, from a security standpoint, it becomes a major mess. And see, the thing about this is that when you get into a Democratic stronghold like Chicago, or even in Cleveland, I mean, Cleveland is spending $50 million on riot control equipment for the Republican National Convention. See, the whole thing about it is you don't know what's happened here from a brainwave standpoint and what kind of energy they've generated into that group of people in Chicago right now to cause them to riot. You don't know if they've turned up the heat on the generating through their cell phones as far as giving them certain brainwave frequencies. Don't you remember in Louisville a few months ago we had a huge mall and they had 1,500 people just suddenly erupt and start fighting in the middle of the mall? They've dialed us in. Now, friends, listen to me for a second. I'm not making this up, and this isn't sci-fi. They've dialed us in through their research. And I was involved in a lot of this brain mapping when I got my psychology degree. We did a lot of this stuff at Florida State University. And they've dialed us in. They actually put, these guys are putting electrodes in people's brains and trying to find out how to trigger certain responses. They still do that, but now they've learned that certain frequencies trigger certain responses. And we don't know if they haven't set a certain trigger in and caused like an Arab Spring or a Chicago Spring or whatever you want to call it to cause this massive rioting to start happening in Chicago. See, any of this stuff can be done at any time through the use of Gwen towers or cell towers. I covered this in detail on the December show with you guys, Doug, and I talked about how they've tied us into the AI, the artificial intelligence, through the Morgellons antenna, tying it into our central nervous system, and they basically have piezoelectric crystals or smart dust that we've all inhaled that's inside of our blood and inside of our central nervous systems. So they can trigger us with a certain frequency to have instant diarrhea. They can make us go to sleep. They can make us suicidally depressed. They can make us incredibly angry and want to fight and kill people. They can do all of that with certain energy waves and signatures and frequencies. Now, I was told by someone off your show a few months ago, I can't talk about frequencies and radio waves because that's New Age. Well, if you're that ignorant and you think that's New Age, you don't understand science at all. That's how FM radios and AM radios work. But this is what they've done. We are an energy wave in this universe. Human beings modulate at a certain frequency, and everybody has a different modulation because of our DNA. Everybody's unique in God's eyes, but certain frequencies trigger certain types of behavior. This is what they were doing with those drones in Iraq in the war. This is where all the stuff was tested. They would fly over these Iraqi installations, hit them with frequencies that they were going to all be killed, they're all going to be murdered, they become despondent. They would run out, they would put their hands up, and they would surrender to unarmed drones. Surrender on the cameras to unarmed drones because they were so suicidally depressed and so scared. They have the ability, guys, listen to me, DARPA, and I got a whole bunch more stories I want to cover with this tonight. DARPA has the ability to do this. They have the ability to change you, to program you, and to do this to you through your cell phones, through the smart dust, through your thermostats, through your appliances, through the, and the guy just said last month that they were now able to, he admitted to listening to everybody through all of this stuff. But when they hooked us up and they chipped us with that doggone piezoelectric dust that they've dumped all over the planet now, and they've wired us into this artificial intelligence, which is controlled by the black magicians through the CIA. This is what they've done, guys, and they're going to pull out all of these big guns to try to stop Donald Trump. They do not want Donald Trump to be president of the United States because he does not carry their agenda forward. This is what they're going to do. And if I'll be honest, if we see the election and we see Donald Trump get nominated, I will be so surprised because, number one, they're scared to death of him, and number two, they don't want to set back their cause 10 or 15 years. Ronald Reagan already did that. Kennedy tried to do it, and they killed him almost immediately after he got in. And Ronald Reagan, they tried to kill him immediately after he got in, after 30 days. And then George Bush, former head of the CIA, took over the White House for 8 years under Reagan, did another 4 years under himself, ran everything pretty much for 12 years. And while Reagan took naps, that's why Iran-Contra happened with all the drug money coming in for the CIA, running all that mess. So, guys, it's that advanced. The technology is there. It is that advanced. They have the ability to control you through frequency modulations at the Gwen Towers. I've talked about this on my own show. I've talked about this on the Hagman Show. This is real. The technology is there. So if you start getting any of these crazy ideas or whatever, and you think it's not coming from you, just plead the blood of Christ over your heart and over your mind, because they cannot fight against that. They don't know what to do with that, because we talked about what happened with the blood of Christ and how we have this constant signaling through our DNA through Jesus, and it changes us genetically. I did a whole show on that back in December. And see, we have to understand, if it wasn't for the blood of Christ, we'd all be set up in the same mess with this mess, Doug.
You got that right, brother.
And we're up against the top of the hour break, but I wonder how accurate you are, and I believe very accurate, when talking about the outside effects that are being used to manipulate the psychology of these people who are here now.
Michael Terrell, frequency effects. Yeah, whole tones. Frequency affects you at a cellular level. Mm-hmm. Ted Brewer, same thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, with that, we'll be right back, folks, with our third and final hour with Ted Brewer on this Friday edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Stay with us.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.